Well, we are opening up our inbox, and we have Joshua Rogers here with us to answer this week's question. Joshua.
What's up, Lisa?
Hey. Just getting ready to read you a question. It's from one of our guys, so we figured we'll let Joshua take a stab at this one. And remember, you can always find out more about Joshua at joshuarogers.com. But JR, here we go. I am a 25-year-old man who recently began dating an amazing young woman after six failed attempts with others over the course of 7 years. We've hit it off and have been seeing each other for about 2 months now. We've done fun activities together and many things, but we've never actually physically touched each other. Not once. Not even a handshake. We really like each other, but for the guy who has no idea what's next, since I've never made it this far with someone, what is appropriate and when is it a good time to establish some physical touch, like an embrace or handhold?
Lisa, this is a really interesting question. It hits home to me. As you know, my book came out last month, Confessions of a Happily Married Man. And in the first chapter, one of the things I talk about was when I was a single guy and the fact that, Lisa, brace yourself, I actually called myself a, quote, eunuch for Christ.
Yeah.
And the thing was, I was like, I am not dating, I don't touch, I don't get very close, I'm never alone with a woman. Like, I had all these rules. And the thing was, behind all that, there was some insecurity. And I think it was multi-layered. For me, as I sort of explored this, even in writing the book, I realized that it had a lot to do with the fact that my parents' marriages had fallen apart. And I'd heard someone at church say, that, you know, dating, you know, you end up potentially getting in a mini divorce. Well, of course, that, you know, that has an impact on me because I lived through a divorce of my parents. And I'm not trying to say that this guy has that issue, but I tell my own story to say there was something more behind the fear of not engaging with women. Now, you know, there's probably some honor to this, speaking to whoever, you know, submitted the question, but I think there's probably insecurity as well. But the fact that there's been no touch at all, that really stands out to me. It's odd, and it's culturally strange. So, like, for example, my wife is Puerto Rican. When you're in Puerto Rico, you kiss girls on the cheek. It's just what you do. That's a way of saying a polite hello. Now, if you were in Puerto Rico and you started dating a girl and you didn't kiss her on the cheek, that would be strange. And here, you know, we at least give hugs, right? And so the important thing about your question is, why are you so afraid? You know, what are you afraid is going to happen? Probably rejection. And something is telling you to stay away from her skin. I mean, that you should pay attention to that. And that's not something that, you know, can get cleared up with a guy in the inbox saying, well, here's the progression that's appropriate in terms of touch when you're dating. I really think this is an opportunity to stop and get some counseling. And that may sound like a lot, but it's because I'm addressing what's under the question, which is apparently a very real fear of a woman. I don't know where that started, but I would just say that any answer to this inbox is going to be of limited helpfulness because I don't think you're asking us or yourself the right questions yet. I would encourage you to enlist a counselor to help you figure out what the real questions you ought to be asking are.
Yeah. So what would you say, Joshua, what is the relationship? Where is it in the meantime? Because I think that's like a side thing that has to happen. But what does he tell her? Or how does he treat the relationship while he's figuring out this other stuff?
You know, I think if you talk to anybody about anxiety, whether it's, you know, going and, you know, speaking in front of a crowd or fear of heights, one of the most important things you can do is go up to heights or speak in front of a crowd or, you know, I would say in this situation, I'm not saying that you should go up to her and kiss her on the cheek. Obviously, that would be strange in light of the fact you haven't even touched her hand. But what you could do, I'm just going to suggest this, as you're at the restaurant, maybe you pray and you reach over and touch her hand. Now, for all we know, she's going to recoil, but the most important thing is that you face that possibility. And that's what I'd suggest is something small like that.
Yeah, that's good. Good start. All right. Well, thank you so much, Joshua, for weighing in on that. And again, folks, Joshua writes a ton, and you can find out more of what he has going on and what he's talking about at joshuarogers.com. Okay, well, that is it for this week's show. As always, we want to hear from you. And actually, since we're into the new year now, we would love it if you would go over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review of The Boundless Show, because that is how folks find out about the show. And especially if they find out that you're loving it, then maybe they think that they'll love it too. And so it's a great way to spread the word and kind of let people know of one of your favorite shows. Well, that is it for this week's show. I will see you next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.